This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's an opportunity for you to call us with questions, 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office, vacation time for many doctors. But I'm here, and you can call me, and you can pose a question or share a comment about what's happening on the health scene. 877-726-8255. COVID, monkeypox, anything is fair game, including whatever ails you. We got lots to talk about on today's program. Among the stories we're going to tackle, Jarlsberg cheese for osteoporosis. Also, a new study suggests that mom's intake of fluoride from fluoridated water and other sources during pregnancy may affect their children's IQ. Also, alpha-lipoic acid for migraines joins the list of supplements that may help that condition. 877-726-8255, our number. Call now or call whenever you like during the week, because that number available to you 24/7, 365. We'll be taking some of the calls that you made during the week and recorded. But we'd like to hear from you during the program, so start dialing 877-726-8255. Okay, COVID-19 has killed more than 1 million people in the United States, and the toll is still mounting, although at a much more gradual rate now that Omicron is milder, now that perhaps there's some protection afforded by all the vaccines that people are taking, and also because there are better ways of treating patients with COVID. But there is an article in the Wall Street Journal that summarizes the collateral damage of COVID. And the deaths due to COVID may be the tip of the iceberg of what's happening in America. The article is entitled, How the Pandemic Changed Americans' Health for the Worse. Deaths from heart disease and stroke have risen sharply. Drug overdose deaths hit a record. Those are deaths of despair due to hopelessness and isolation and fear. And also, because of lawlessness, the gun homicide rate jumped to the highest level in more than 25 years. And the concern is that there's a big disparity, because the well-off, who live in healthy enclaves, engage in healthy habits, eat healthy foods, exercise, take vitamins, they are less affected by this, but marginalized populations are more likely to succumb to the collateral damage of COVID. There's also the concern that some of these deaths from heart disease and stroke are due to COVID itself, because COVID for a period of time afterwards may inflame blood vessels, thicken the blood, and cause microclots, which can result in heart attacks and strokes. And also, there's real concern that for some people at least, The vaccine may result in myocarditis or may have sometimes dangerous consequences. The vaccine has been implicated in some deaths, although relatively infrequent. So according to statistics, drug overdose deaths were rising before the pandemic. They jumped to a record of more than 107,000 in 2021. Imagine that. That's one-tenth of the toll from COVID, so that's a big number. The introduction of fentanyl is driving the crisis. And, of course, alcohol consumption and excessive drinking associated with the pandemic. They closed the gyms. They closed a lot of places. They closed churches, houses of worship. But they didn't close the liquor stores. You could get delivery. A March report in the Journal of the American Medical Association estimated that alcohol-related deaths have increased about 25% during the pandemic. Mental illness. Globally, people have experienced symptoms of anxiety and depression. There is a definite decline in mental health, particularly among children and adolescents. They've been kept away from school and their companions and spent a lot more time on screens. And more than one-third of some 7,000 U.S. high school students who responded to a recent CDC questionnaire in the first 6 months of 2021 reported poor mental health during the pandemic. In 2020, 5.6% of adults had a serious mental illness, and that doesn't count the 21% of U.S. adults who had any mental illness, a high percentage of whom are taking antidepressants. I think the percentage is somewhere around 14% of U.S. adults. Also, gun homicide rates increased nearly 35% from 2019 to 2020. There's a whole lot of lawlessness going on that in part is due to COVID because breakdown of civilization, prisoners released from crowded conditions in prisons because of fear that they would get COVID. And, well, that result is that there's a surge in crime. There's also antimicrobial resistance because antibiotics were overused to treat COVID, and the concern is that fewer and fewer people will respond to antibiotics that used to work, but now the bacteria have developed antimicrobial resistance. Sexually transmitted infections, well, you'd think the rate of those would go down, but now with the advent of monkeypox and other things, well, we're seeing a lot of increase. Cancer? Well, cancer screenings really ground to a halt during COVID. A lot of people postponed them because they were fearful of going to the hospital or to a doctor's office. Colonoscopies dropped 16% during the pandemic, and that may result in a legacy of undetected cancers. Same thing with pap smears. For cervical cancer, there are certain cancers that can be prevented with proper screening. Childhood vaccination rates took a hit, possibly because, well, in part because of loss of confidence in vaccines, because of poor and conflicting messaging from the Centers for Disease Control. And now we're seeing a resurgence of polio in upstate New York. So lots of problems, collateral damage associated with COVID. And a study now says that heart disease will surge over coming decades. Well, what's up with that? When we have statin drugs, we have better medicines, more people on more medications for diabetes and hypertension, and yet it's suggested that there may be large increases in people with cardiovascular disease, increasing from 2025 to 2060, heart disease, 22 million to 29 million. Heart failure, 10 million to 13 million. Heart attacks, 12 million to 16 million. And strokes, 11 million to 14.5 million. By 2060, according to the study, there will be 55 million Americans with diabetes, 163 million with hypertension, 126 million with what's called dyslipidemia, adverse cholesterol ratios, high cholesterol, low HDL, high triglycerides, and 126 million with obesity. That's almost half of us. There again is a disparity. There will be a dramatic increase among black adults. The prevalence for diabetes will be 20% for black adults. For hypertension, an incredible 60%. For dyslipidemia, 36%. And for obesity, 46%. And then there's this trend, a ridiculous trend towards fat acceptance. It's bad messaging, especially to ethnic minorities who are going to take a hit when it comes to health. And a new study suggests that loneliness and isolation itself are risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And what more draconian way of enforcing isolation and loneliness than especially in the early phases of the pandemic, when people were locked down and isolated, couldn't see their families, couldn't travel. And that, too, will contribute to the toll. So we're here. Intelligent Medicine is here to address the upcoming crises. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Life's not a movie. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In the movies, time and again, we often see obstacles arise simply because people chose not to communicate. So some miscommunication ultimately arises, and in that conflict, some comedy or tragedy emerges. And all the while, the audience is screaming, just tell her, or just tell him, or just say something. And so now, I'm your audience, and I'm urging you to understand, life's not a movie, and people can't see what's going on inside your mind unless you share it. So say something. Say it. Tell people you love that you love them. Tell people you miss that you miss them. Tell people you need to move on from, that it's time to move on. But say it, because this is your life. This is your time. This is your experience of being alive. Life's not a movie, but this is definitely your adventure. For motivation, inspiration, or ways to communicate effectively, visit drchristianconti.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I see on the studio TV, the Chiron says that the last Salem witch accused of witchcraft back in the 1600s has been exonerated. So that's good news. It's never too late. But on the other hand, people who are guilty of spreading COVID misinformation, the government just announced, will be burned at the stake. No, I'm just kidding. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number available to you 24/7, 365. That means you can call anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have a question today on blood results, and unfortunately, I got the results, and my doctors actually went on vacation for 2 weeks, so I'm a little concerned with some of the numbers. Mostly is with the sodium serum level in the blood is low. It's valued at 131. Also, the chloride serum level is low. I also have a question that they found sodium in the urine is at 22, and I just wanted to know something that I don't know anything about, osmolality.
Okay. All right. So interesting question. And yeah, that's the predicament of a lot of people this time of year. And, you know, whether it's your doctor or your psychoanalyst, you're having a mental crisis, and, well, they're all on vacation. So let them enjoy. They may be up in the Berkshires or off in the Greek islands or in Scandinavia, and, you know, they need a break, too. So what this lady is talking about is a condition called hyponatremia, which is a fancy word for low sodium. And her sodium level is 131, which puts her in the category of mild hyponatremia. I really don't worry too much about that, and I would repeat it. But if it were like 118 or 121 or something like that, that would get my attention. But this is mild stuff. And sometimes it's merely due to too much water. because a lot, you know, this time of year especially, it's hot. People are drinking a lot of water, and they're on very low sodium diets. And what that tends to do is it dilutes the blood, and it makes it so that you develop a low sodium concentration. And the solution is to take in more sodium and maybe cut back a little bit on all that water, which has no electrolytes in it whatsoever. It's a dilutional effect. So you don't want to dilute your blood too much. And this happens actually occasionally to racers. You know, I know in marathons and things like that, people drink a lot of water, but they also have to drink sodium to replace the sodium that comes out, because if you don't, you may feel rubbery-legged at the end and collapse and then go into the emergency tent, and then they have to give you intravenous saline, which is water plus concentrated salt solution to replete your sodium. There are other conditions that are associated with this, and when we talk about the chloride, well, you know, table salt is sodium chloride, so if you have low sodium and low chloride, add some table salt or have some pickles or salty food. But there is a condition called SIDH, syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone. It's a relatively rare condition. It's a salt wasting condition where sodium appears in the urine. And that concerns me a little bit that you said that there's some sodium in the urine. And osmolarity also tells you a little bit about whether it's you're taking too much or too little in the way of fluids. This is also sometimes associated with hypothyroidism, in my experience. So the kind of doctor that figures this stuff out, well, first, you know, anytime you get an abnormal blood test, just initiate some corrective action, take a little more sodium, don't drink so much water without electrolytes, and repeat the test. And if it keeps showing up low sodium or hyponatremia, then the kind of doctor who works that up, figures things out, is a nephrologist, a kidney specialist. They're specialists in figuring out what's going on when people have hyponatremia. Well, thanks for the interesting call. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
This is sponsored by IBM. Data breaches hurt more than just the companies they target. Consumers ultimately pay the price, with higher expenses in addition to the risk of having their sensitive information exposed. According to IBM's annual cost of a data breach report, 60% of businesses raised prices following a data breach, which cost companies $4.35 million per incident on average. Organizations who fully deployed security AI and automation incurred over $3 million less in breach costs than those who hadn't. Charles Henderson, Global Managing Partner and Head of X-Force at IBM.
Businesses need to put their security efforts on offense to find and fight attackers as fast as possible. They need to approach their own environment like an attacker and focus on finding criminals already in their environment before disruption or theft happens. The right strategies, coupled with the right technologies, can make all the difference when it comes to reducing cost and impact of a breach.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/security.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bye. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
James, we're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Our number, call anytime you like this hour or next with a question about whatever ails you. Or COVID, monkeypox, whatever's on your mind. You can also share a comment. All right, they say feed a cold, starve a fever. And according to a new study from the University of Bonn, Germany, published in the journal Nature, there may be good reason for that saying. When you get really sick, you lose your appetite, and you don't feel like eating much. And this may actually have an adaptive benefit for humans and for the immune system, because when you don't eat, when you in effect starve, you go into ketosis. What that means is that you switch from a sugar-based metabolism, burning carbohydrates for energy, to burning ketone bodies for energy. And the ketone bodies come from fat. Fat stores in your body are mobilized and converted into ketone bodies, which are an energy source for cells and for the mitochondria. So There's a study out of the University Hospital in Bonn. The head researcher, Dr. Christoph Wilhelm, says, we found that patients with influenza infections produce ketone bodies in considerable quantities. And these ketone bodies actually help the immune system for efficient production of interferon gamma, which is one of the body's bulwarks against viruses and other infectious agents. Helper T cells apparently require an adequate supply of ketone bodies. If this is lacking, they produce less interferon gamma. In addition, the helper T cells then die earlier. Dr. Christian Bode, who is one of the co-authors of the study, says, without an adequate supply of ketone bodies, the killer T cells and helper T cells show signs of exhaustion. So what are the implications? Well, feed a cold, starve a fever, and there may be implications for COVID, because in severe COVID, the immune system falters and permits the virus to proliferate. The implications are, in this research, is that they were able to revive flagging immune cells by placing diseased mice on a ketogenic diet, a diet low in carbohydrates and protein, essentially a diet consisting mostly of fat calories, or by administering ketone bodies directly. Now, you can do that to some extent by taking extra MCT oil, or there are products like ketone salts, which can help to raise your blood levels of ketones. So they say that this raises hope for new treatment options. According to one of the authors of the study, it may be possible to increase the power of the body's own defenses through a targeted change in diet. So take-home message, you know, you don't feel like eating when you come down with the flu or COVID, go with it. And if indeed you're taking in food, don't go for a lot of sugary stuff, because that will get you out of ketosis. But encourage the intake of healthy fats. 877-726-8255, our number. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD. That's cannabidiol.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans?
CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients, including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA. Relief softgels also help address minor everyday soreness. They support joint function and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. I use them after exertion and to reduce my downtime. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for, get this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's relief soft gels. Try them. 877-726-8255, our number. And I want to remind you that we're continuing our SOS campaign. SOS stands for Save Our Supplements, because while Congress is busy working, passing all manner of bills, they're also working on supplement legislation. They're seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements, but it's not a lost cause, because some of their efforts seem to be grinding to a halt, and there's a chance that we may prevail. It's really an all-hands-on-deck moment, and I'm personally committed to doing everything I can to preserve our access to potent, innovative supplements of our choosing. So Go to drhoffman.com/ANH. ANH stands for the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm the medical director there, and it's a great organization that is devoted to health freedom, freedom of choice in healthcare when it comes to your practitioner, the supplements you take, the therapies that you elect to pursue, the tests that you want to obtain. And they're all under threat, but ANH is doing something about it. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH. There's an action alert there. You can contact your legislator, your congressman or woman, and express your views about how you want to preserve access to supplements without undue interference. 877-726-8255, our number. If you're feeling addicted to food, well, look at your family history, because there's an interesting thing happening here according to a new University of Michigan study. It turns out that your parents' drinking habits may impact your risk for food addiction. And this is actually something that I often ask about, because some patients say, just, I can't help myself. I am so carb addicted. I'm a carboholic. Well, what about your family history? Is there a history of suicide, depression, alcoholism in your family? Yes, my uncle, my father, my brother, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the question inevitably arises, well, have you ever had alcoholism? And the answer is no. I've seen what a devastating effect it's had on my family, so I stay away from alcohol. But the part of the brain that craves alcohol is adjacent to the part of the brain that craves carbohydrates. And so cravings for highly processed foods, ice cream, chocolate, pizza, and fries, they all contain unnaturally high amounts of refined carbohydrates and fats as well that may trigger an addictive response in some people. And so it turns out that, according to the study, there is a correlation. Indeed, there is a correlation in a study entitled Co-Occurrence of Food Addiction, Obesity, Problematic Substance Use, and Parental History of Problematic Alcohol Use. And this is a theme that we touched upon in a fascinating podcast that I just did with Diane Schwartz, who's an addiction specialist, and she's author of a new book, The Big Book of True Recovery from Food Addiction. And in it, she lays out the proposition that the fundamental groundstone of all addictions is food addiction, and that you can't have complete recovery without addressing food addiction. So, yeah, you may get off alcohol, go to AA meetings, but you're eating donuts and putting, you know, several teaspoons of sugar in your coffee, guzzling that. And that's not true recovery, because you're still stoking your brain's pleasure center with highly addicted processed foods, and that maintains your dependency. And so the book is all about that and a path towards true recovery from all manner of addictions, where a central part of that is food addiction, carbohydrate craving in particular. And recovery involves gradual withdrawal and replacement with healthier foods for a healthier, more balanced life. You don't want to feel like you're being pulled hither and thither and yon by your cravings. That's not a way to live. And so true recovery is predicated on not just eliminating harmful drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, but getting at the real core of the problem, which is food addiction. Very, very important. But there's a genetic component, no question. Individuals who have parents with alcohol problems, this predicts an increased risk of addiction to highly processed foods rich in fats and simple carbohydrates. 877-726-8255, our number. We're here, ready to answer your questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, this hour next. We've got lots of time to answer your questions. All right, when it comes to losing weight, there's lots of emphasis on aerobic exercise, spending hours on the stationary bicycle or the elliptical or the treadmill, and you can sweat the pounds off. But there's less emphasis on strength training, weightlifting, resistance training, using either machines or free weights, or your own body's weight. Just by leaning up against a wall. And I guess the analogy in the animal world is, do you want to be a gazelle or a bull? You know, the gazelle, one of the fastest animals on the Serengeti Plain, very, very lithe and thin. Or do you want to be a bull? You know, strong like bull, but heavily muscled, and looking a little chunky. But there's a new study that suggests that resistance training also has an effect on fat loss. Because we tend to think of resistance training as just building up your muscles. But that's good. That's good because as you age, you develop sarcopenia, which is a progressive loss of muscle volume. And that can lead to weakness, frailty, falls, and you just don't have very much reserve in case you get sick. But a new study suggests that resistance training also doesn't just build your muscles, but there's a communication with your fat cells. The study shows that cells, in response to loading, mechanical loading, through lifting, pushing, or pulling, cells in the affected muscles release a substance that sends instructions to fat cells, prompting them to start the fat-burning process. And those changes don't affect only the muscles being loaded. In other words, you don't just get loss of fat volume around your biceps. It permeates your body. There can be a fat-burning effect that is lasting and prolonged throughout the day if you exercise in the morning. So they say this new study offers insight into how strength training provides advantages even on non-muscle tissue. And indeed, a research review in Sports Medicine found that this type of training significantly lowers the risk of developing type 2 diabetes because it provides improvements in blood sugar regulation as well as blood lipids. So the statistic is that even a moderate amount of muscle strength exercise can lower the risk of developing diabetes by 32%. That's the type 2 diabetes where there's insulin resistance. And strength training makes your muscles more insulin responsive as opposed to insulin resistant. So there has to be a role for strength training. And, you know, what I do, because I do like a lot of endurance exercise. I'm about to do a triathlon this weekend. And I do strength training, but I do it in a ratio of about 80 to 20. But I want to maintain my muscle strength as well. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk to Anna in Vermont. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have lipoprotein little A.
Yeah.
And all my numbers are good except for the LDL and my cholesterol, but but everything else is good. I want to know if, and I'm mainly plant-based, can I take a supplement of liver tablets? Will that raise my LDL?
No, it will not raise your LDL. In fact, to the extent you improve your liver function, you'll actually clear some of that cholesterol. But you say you also have an elevated LP little a. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and what the concern is, the concern is that that in itself is a risk factor for heart disease. And regardless of your cholesterol, you could have a normal or low cholesterol, but if you have an elevated LP little a, paradoxically, you can still have a more rapid progression to cardiovascular disease, even on a plant-based diet. It's not a merit system. It's not like, oh, you know, meat or fat raises LP little a, and, you know, a low-fat diet is going to change that. Have you ever had a picture taken of the interior of your coronary arteries, a so-called EVT heart scan or a calcium scan?
My calcium scan is zero.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, it's all good. It's all good.
I take natokinase as well.
And that's a good thing. Yeah.
And I eat a lot of natto. So will the liver not make any difference because I'm really trying to do as much as I can?
Just listen up, because I'm about to share some information on supplements that I recommend for cardiovascular prevention. But the fact that you have a zero score, that bodes really well for you, even with the elevated LP little a. But let me share this. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, here's the part about heart disease prevention. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support. Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, which our caller just mentioned, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining healthy blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. And among those products, they also include ingredients that support efficient liver production to clear cholesterol. This is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senate Democrats passed their long-sought-after economic legislation. The tax and spend bill now heads to the House.
The estimated $740 billion package is less than the trillions Democrats were initially pushing, but it still checks off many of the costly items liberals were hoping for. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell summed up GOP opposition, tweeting, quote, "Americans' priorities are crystal clear. Inflation, the economy, crime, and the border." His tweet continued, quote, "But not one Senate Democrat would agree to take one dime out of their Green New Deal nonsense to cut inflation, fight crime, or secure the border." Ken Lorman reporting.
President Biden urging swift passage, and the House seems on track to provide final congressional approval when it returns briefly from summer recess on Friday. Colombia has its first leftist president, Gustavo Petro, promising to fight inequality and bring peace to a country long haunted by bloody feuds between government, drug traffickers, and rebel groups. Petro's a former member of Colombia's M19 guerrilla group. President Biden out of COVID quarantine for the first time in a month.
Reporters yelled questions as Biden made his way to board Marine One.
How are you feeling?
He said, "I'm feeling good." The president was on his way to join First Lady Jill Biden at Rehoboth Beach in his home state of Delaware. Biden's doctor says the 79-year-old tested negative for two straight days in a row and continues to feel well. The president, who is fully vaccinated and boosted, had a rare rebound case of COVID after taking the antiviral Paxlovid. Biden is scheduled to travel to flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky Monday. Meanwhile, Johns Hopkins reports almost 115,000 new COVID cases last week in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A new film races to number one.
Deer Creek International Business Solutions, how can I help you?
I am ready.
Bullet Train, about five assassins on a speeding train in Japan, is the top box office draw this week. It had a $30.1 million opening, according to studio estimates. Movie theaters usually report a quiet period in the late summer, and Bullet Train was the last of the big summer movies. Number two this week is DC League of Super Pets. Nope is third, followed by Thor, Love and Thunder. Minions, The Rise of Gru is number five. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A London museum will return a collection of Benin bronzes looted in the late 19th century from what is now Nigeria as cultural institutions throughout Britain come under pressure to repatriate artifacts acquired during the colonial era. The Honorman Museum and Gardens in southeast London says it will transfer a collection of about 72 items to the Nigerian government. Breaking news at townhall.com. A bold step in the battle against school shootings.
When schools in one North Carolina county reopen later this month, new security measures will include stocking AR-15 rifles for school resource officers to use in the event of an active shooter. School officials and Madison County authorities have placed one rifle in each of the county's six schools. Each of the guns will be locked inside a safe. The action spurred by the recent shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Jason Walker reporting.
At the Republican National Committee's summer meeting Friday in Chicago, Milwaukee in the swing state of Wisconsin was tapped to host the 2024 National Convention. It beat out Nashville in the deep red state of Tennessee. The decision follows months of wrangling by both states to land the quadrennial conclave that will nominate the next GOP presidential candidate. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here, consultant, I really appreciate you being here. We have an excellent program for you here today. I have the pleasure of welcoming two guests representing Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And welcome back to David Wiley, President and CEO, again, of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and Ralph Testerman, and he's the Chaplain Team Lead at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And for those of you, we have thousands of people outside of the KC area listening. Hang on. First of all, you're going to love the stories. You're going to love the information that we share with you here today. But we're going to provide some resources for you to where you can locate a local hospice provider in your area. So, David, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Good to be here, Steve.
All right. So we've known each other for quite a while now, and one thing that I'm always struck by are just the really powerful stories of families served by your organization and the stories of the organization itself.
You know, me too, Steve. Stories can be a powerful for people facing the end of life who wish to pass on their legacy and for families grieving their loved ones who've died. They also have a powerful way of telling our organizational story and the impact that our mission has on the community. We're proud and thankful to be able to share in so many stories that we've heard in our 42-year history about what end-of-life care has meant for thousands of families we serve each year. You know, sometimes we can get wowed by the big numbers, and what I'm constantly reminded of is that each one of the people and families that we serve bring us their own story. It's the best part of my day when our patients and families take a moment to share and thank us for being part of their lives at such an important time. We're also blessed to be trusted in the lives of each family we serve and thankful to be part of their story as they cope with serious illness and end-of-life challenges as they move forward in grief after the death of their loved one.
All right. Excellent. And I'd like to welcome Ralph Testerman and again, KC Hospice in Palliative Care Chaplain Team Lead to be part of our conversation here today and share a few stories and bring to life the expert and compassionate and end-of-life care that's just so, so very important. And welcome, Ralph. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Steve. It's an honor to be here.
All right. And can you start off by sharing just a little bit about what the role of chaplains are in hospice care and what you provide to families?
Absolutely. Let me start by saying how grateful I am to be here. I truly feel like I'm not only speaking for myself, but for Kansas City Hospice as an organization, and even for the patients and families I've had the great honor of serving over these years. You know, by definition, hospice care involves a team-oriented approach to expert, compassionate medical care for pain management, emotional, and spiritual support. Hospice chaplains provide spiritual support for any personal belief system, whatever patients call home, be it a long-term care facility, inpatient hospice house, or a family home. You know, we're often called upon to talk through worries and fears and grief while providing comfort and counseling and spiritual guidance to patients and families. And as a chaplain, I'm honored to be in a unique position to get to intimately know the patients as well as their family members.
And, you know, Ralph, I'm glad you mentioned that hospice chaplains can provide support wherever you call home. A lot of people think that hospice is a place, but it's actually a service that can be provided wherever you call home, whether you're in assisted living, long-term care, an apartment, at your children's home, or in your family home that you've lived in for decades.
That's absolutely correct, and I think that's part of why I love the job. I get to go into all kinds of different environments and places and meet people at their own individual levels.
Excellent. And so can you share what led you to this type of work, and tell us about your background and how you were drawn into ministering to the dying and their families?
It kind of happened by accident, to be honest.
Okay.
I was working as a pastor and was kind of looking for something different, and a friend mentioned. He said, I know someone who runs a hospice. I said, I don't think I want to do that. That doesn't sound like something enjoyable. But he said, just talk to him, and once you hear the stories, you'll be hooked. And sure enough, I was. And I've been doing this now for going on 15 years because it was the stories and the lives of the people I met and the sincerity of their need and the depth of their grief that really drew me in.
All right. And off mic, you know, before the program today, you mentioned that you're kind of custom built for, you know, conflict resolution and just helping people through things because you're part of a large family.
Absolutely. And that is part of it, because as we face end of life, there's so many issues that families and the individual who's dying deal with, things that they try to find answers to and find peace with.
Excellent, excellent. So you've worked with so many people facing the end of life in that very, very difficult situation. What do you find meaningful as you offer spiritual guidance to others at such a very difficult time?
One of the things I find most meaningful is the stories I hear. I think David alluded to that as well. It's the stories. Story after story of amazing people and the lives that they lived. And so I can tell a story if that's okay, if you're
sure.
All right with that.
Yeah.
One individual recently, it was a very sacred moment for me. I was able to come into a family situation where the patient was near end of life. And the first time I met them, a large family gathered around him, and I was able to engage them and get them to tell stories of this man's life, some great, amazing stories about how he had done so many things. And to be in that moment where family was telling stories and weeping and crying, it was a sacred moment to be able to be with them, to walk with them at that time.
Sacred, and it does not get any more intimate than that. And it was, frankly, and I'm sure you see it this way, it was an honor to be there.
It was. It was definitely an honor. I felt like I was invited into a place that no one else was able to go.
No doubt.
And see things and hear things that no one else saw, and to hear the love and the honor for that man.
That's just remarkable, and it really highlights the absolute dignity in with which you minister to your patients and their families. And it's just really difficult. It's got to be difficult doing what you do and knowing generally what the outcome will be for the patient.
There are moments, you know, we try to be professional, but there's moments where I deal with a family and go in my car and I weep.
Yeah.
Because of the pain and the anguish you feel. We also have a great team of chaplains, 11 chaplains, and we provide support to one another through these difficult times.
11 chaplains?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's a tremendous amount of spiritual support. One of the many reasons why I love Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care.
Yeah.
So very clearly, you're just making a significant impact in the lives of many families and could share probably hundreds of stories. Can you choose one that demonstrated to you what a difference you and Kansas City Hospice made in the lives of just one family?
Yeah, you're right. There are so many, but one that jumped to mind as you said that, there was a 100-year-old gentleman. He was a World War II veteran. He had never spoke to his family about his experience in the military. All they knew was he was in the South Pacific and he drove a transport boat.
Hmm.
That's all they knew. And so when I came in, we were able to honor him through a veteran's recognition. And after getting permission, I sat with this gentleman and invited his siblings and his sons and daughters to come. And we honored him. And this gentleman, who had never spoke about his military experience, began to weep.
Mm.
And he told stories that the family had never heard before. Now, he had faced death over and over. He had drove his vehicle onto beaches and saw so many soldiers shot and killed. And he carried that burden with him. After that moment, we honored him, and he cried, and his family cried, and we told stories. Within a few short days, he passed, being relieved of that burden. And it was at that moment I realized how significant it was for many people, including our veterans, to be able to unburden themselves of those pains.
Okay, so first of all, so many thoughts going through my head, and I'm trying not to lose it here, just imagining that situation. But can you imagine, he kept all of that inside of him for decades, right, and decades, and finally felt comfortable to where he can share that and just get that off of his chest. That is one of the greatest gifts of all.
Absolutely. And we see it a lot with not just veterans, but people of all kinds of professions where they hold on to things at the end of life. They need permission to let it go.
That is just phenomenal. We're speaking with David Wiley and Ralph Testerman from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. If you want to reach out to KC Hospice and the great team right here in Kansas City, 816-363-2600, or you could go online at kchospice.org. And throughout the rest of the country, hang on, because coming up towards the end of the program, we're going to provide some resources for you to identify and locate hospice services near you and in your area. But let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. People of different faith backgrounds may receive hospice care in a manner that represents their beliefs. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009, then a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. People from different faith backgrounds may receive hospice care in a manner that respects their beliefs. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. That statement is true. And Ralph, why is that true?
Well, Steve, it's because compassionate care is crucial in all end-of-life settings, and that includes cultural and religious or spiritual awareness on the part of the entire healthcare team. Patients aren't all the same, nor are their belief systems. Hospice care meets the family where they are, taking their age, stage of illness, and individual spiritual beliefs into account.
All right. That is excellent. And Ralph, thanks so much earlier for sharing some of your stories and just really powerfully illustrating how dignified and loving the end-of-life care can and frankly should be, because it's not always that way.
You're right. And thank you for letting me be here to tell those stories. It's an honor to do that.
That's incredible. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now would like to welcome back my friend and frequent contributor, Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice. And David, again, thanks for being here today. And I know you must hear stories like the ones that Ralph just shared very frequently. And frankly, it's just remarkable. I frequently have to like choke back the tears and not lose it right here on the radio, because they're just that powerful.
Me too. You know, I do have the fortune of hearing firsthand from our employees, our staff, and many of the family members of our patients who write to me weeks, months, or even years after losing their loved one to express their gratitude for the care and respect their loved one received in their time with us. It's heartwarming. It's stories that keep me going. I'm going to share with you. I brought a card that I recently just received, and it says, Dear Mr. Wiley, thank you so much for all the care and love that your staff gave to our sweet Aunt Frances. The in-home care team was exceptional with their support. They went over and above to help our aunt. They were always available, easy, accessible, very knowledgeable, and so very, very kind. The respite team also was outstanding. It was a great help to know that my aunt was well taken care of while I was away. I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate your organization and your staff during the most difficult time. Thank you, with gratitude.
See, and you've shared some of these before, and wow, yeah, that's that has to make all of the effort, all of the work, all of the long days, maybe some sleepless nights, getting through COVID, mm-hmm. where we all had to be creative to serve our clients and our families and our patients. It has to make it just completely worth it.
You know, and this was a really special lady. While she was on our service, she turned 100 years old.
Ah.
I happen to know that Ralph was part of her care team.
Okay.
And they celebrated this this beautiful lady and her life and made her feel very, very special. So it was really important, and it's real nice that her niece was able to provide us that update.
Nice, nice. All right, that's wonderful. David, I know you have programs serving Kansas Cityans, you know, regardless of age, stage of illness, or even their ability to pay. And your services include advanced illness support, palliative care, and, of course, hospice care, as well as grief support, counseling, and even therapy for patients and their families who are grieving. But you also have another, what I think is just really unique offering that listeners may be less familiar with, and it's called Story Boutique. And so tell us a little bit about how Story Boutique came to be.
You know, Steve, thanks for asking. It is a unique story and yet another way that we serve and engage with the community. Kansas City Hospice has operated a resale shop for almost 20 years. Hmm. And in 2020, we did two things. First, we relocated into an updated space in the Ranch Mart Shopping Center, which is at 95th and Mission Road in Leawood, Kansas. And we also debuted a new name, Story Boutique. And the boutique started as a way to support our mission as a nonprofit to provide care to all who need it, which something it really continues to be an important part of today. The name Story Boutique is a reflection of the stories so many patients and their families share with us every day in our work. And the shop has been a wonderful place for donors, shoppers, and volunteers to gather, share their lives, and support for our important mission.
See, and that's fantastic. So you've had this for 20 years. So this isn't something new for, I mean, you've done this for a long time.
We've done it for a long time, and it's really been an important part of the community.
So do all hospice providers have Story Boutique, you know, these type of offerings, or is this kind of something unique to Kansas City Hospice?
You know, not all of them do. I would say that a lot of nonprofit hospices across the nation would have this because it's a great way to engage the community but also raise necessary funds.
Okay, and that makes sense. And again, for our listeners coming up here in the program, we're going to provide a resource for you to locate. If that's important to you, to find a nonprofit hospice provider and possibly have some of the programs similar to KC Hospice, we're going to provide that resource for you here coming up in just a little bit later on in the program. So, David, I love the name. I did not realize that's how that name came about. That's incredible. It's just a beautiful fit to all the great work that you do.
Thanks, Steve. You know, we know that there are many stories of joy, remembrance, and love to be told, and often the simple act of donating clothing, whether you own or it's a loved one, brings a sense of peace and brings forth memories of those stories. We also are mindful that the generosity of our donors helps create a new story for families in our community, giving them access to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care's expert and compassionate end-of-life support. And all proceeds support our organization's programs and services. So in short, Story B provides a charitable way to recycle, reuse, and repurpose pre-loved treasures and benefit families who receive care from our company.
Okay, and what type of items do you accept and then sell?
You know, we accept new and gently used men's and women's clothing, shoes, and bags that are contemporary and in good condition. We have many donors who are regulars, and that includes both individual and business donors. And we get lots of designer brands and new with the tag on it items.
Ah.
So there are really some terrific bargains to be had. We also have some home decor and jewelry for sale. Some of our corporate partners are also local home decor or floral shops, and they donate brand new merchandise straight off their sales floor.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and just take a minute to share some of those resources that I've been talking about. And then, again, we'll come up with that towards the end of the program here as well. But if you're listening outside of the KC area, and again, they're, you know, half the country listening to the program, here's how you can identify local hospice providers. And then we're going to have more with David and Ralph coming up here in just a little bit. But you can go to hospicecompare.gov, and that's where you have, you know, measurable metrics, and you'll see a listing of hospice providers within your area and you know, maybe 10, 25 miles away from your zip code or your city. And so that's a good resource. If you're looking specifically for a nonprofit hospice provider, maybe similar to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, it's the NPHI. You can go to hospiceinnovations.org. And that is an excellent resource as well. You can also go to nationalhospicelocator.com. And we'll have more with David and Ralph coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sound, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Well, I know my-
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Customers, we've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, back with David Wiley, President and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, just such great information about Story Boutique. And I know you're pretty choosy as far as what you put out on the floor for sale, ensuring that all the items are clean and in fresh and in excellent condition. And as you said, some things even have the tag or they're even donated right off of a retail floor donated to Story Boutique. But I'm guessing that you aren't able to sell everything that's donated. And so what happens to some of those things that you're not able to put out on the floor?
You know, I think it's a really important question, and I'm glad you asked, Steve. You know, we pride ourselves on being a resale boutique versus a thrift store. And so not everything that's donated actually makes it onto the floor for sale. By and large, our donors are thoughtful about what they give, and we're grateful that many save their best clothing and household items to give us, knowing what a difference it makes for local families in our community. For those items that are unable to be used at the store, we have a partnership with other nonprofits to pass items on to them for their resale efforts, or in most cases, for them to offer directly to their clients in need. We're proud that, if at all possible, donated items will not go to waste, and we'll stay right here in the community to help support not only our mission, but the missions of other community providers. I'm also excited to share with you that earlier this year we opened a second sister store called Heart and Soul, A Story Bazaar by Kansas City Hospice, which provides a place to sell donated items that are too large or otherwise not the right fit for Story Boutique. Led by one of our most dedicated and passionate volunteers, her name is Debbie, Heart and Soul features great prices on unique and quality vintage, antique, and estate items, and you can find these one-of-a-kind and even eclectic items at our 129th and State Line Road on Tuesdays from 12 to 8 and Saturdays from 10 to 3.
That's a great idea.
It really is.
Yeah, and then that way, you know, if it doesn't, if it's not the right fit, you have another outlet and another opportunity to sell that item, raise a few funds, and someone's going to find a treasure there.
Absolutely, and oftentimes we have trust people from banks that call us and say, hey, we have a house, we need to get rid of the house, but you can have the contents, so we'll even do the sale, and it's really a tremendous community effort.
All right, that's excellent. So can you talk about how someone can get involved?
You know, I think it's a great question, Steve. For example, at Story Boutique, we believe that each pre-loved treasure brings a story of joy, each donor a story of remembrance, and each volunteer shares a story of connection. And each shopper creates a new story for families in our community. So those beliefs pretty much sum up how someone can support Story Boutique.
Okay.
There's three ways: by shopping, by donating, and by volunteering. So from a shopping perspective, you know, all proceeds come right back to the organization. It's an easy way to support us. There are many great deals on things, everything from designer handbags and shoes to athletic apparel and stylish work and casual attire. We even have an amazing team of volunteers who collect gems, beads, and other items, and they create one-of-a-kind pieces from a jewelry perspective that are for resale. And the hours for shopping are Monday from 11 to 4 and then Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6.
Okay.
The second way is through donating, so women's or men's items, newly or gently used, home decor items, or jewelry. It's that easy, because as a nonprofit, the donations continue to be tax-deductible, but even more important, you can feel confident about your donations helping your community at many different levels. Our donations are accepted Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 3, or they can always call the store directly at 913 642-2292 to set up an appointment, and that's primarily for large, high-volume donations so that we can make sure we have enough volunteers to help out.
Okay.
And then the third way is volunteering. You know, this store is primarily staffed by community volunteers. Our volunteers are trained and work regular shifts that are convenient to them. Duties might include things like sorting donations, pricing items, creating window or floor displays, maybe even modeling clothes for sale to use in our social media posts and our website. Some of our volunteers write short blog articles for us, and best of all, they talk with our customers and they share stories. So you don't really need retail experience. You just need to love people and have a heart for our important mission.
See, and this is wonderful. Guaranteed, this is connecting with a lot of folks all around the country. So when you volunteer, I mean, you're giving of your time and your talents, and you want to feel like you, what you're doing has meaning and has impact. And something like this is, I mean, that just hits it out of the park. So, and then that allows Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care to raise funds. And that's important because, and I'm always impressed by this, you will serve patients without the ability to pay. And so that money has to come from somewhere. Medicare does not pay for that.
Right.
Right? And so how are the funds used locally? So let me get more specific. So I think the number is about like $500,000, $600,000 in unreimbursed care that you provide on an annual basis. Is that correct?
Absolutely, Steve. And, you know, people in our community, they need the help when they need it. And frankly, sometimes the healthcare system is just difficult to navigate. So
yeah.
These dollars help us provide care to anyone, as you mentioned. And you listen well, because that's the number, just under $600,000 a year.
Okay. And there are opportunities throughout the year, different. I mean, there's a major fundraiser in the fall. I love that one. But there are lots of other fundraising opportunities. And then we have the ongoing, you know, boutique and the other location as well, selling these items and raising money throughout the year. So, again, if you're listening nationally and this is just really, really touching you, and you're like, you know what, I wonder if there's a similar company here locally, nonprofit hospice providers are going to tend to operate a lot more like what you're hearing about from KC Hospice. So let me give you, again, a few websites that you can go to try to locate a hospice provider in your area. First of all, I would go to hospiceinnovations.org. It's you spell it just like it sounds, hospiceinnovations.org, and that's for the NPHI, the list of nonprofit hospice providers in your area, and Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care would be one on that list, obviously in the KC area. You can go to nationalhospicelocator.com, and then the government has a website with a listing of hospice providers in your area. And, David, they have a lot of measurables at hospicecompare.gov. Is that correct?
Yeah. It provides ratings of care related to service quality, but also the quality of care that's provided.
And that, I'll tell you what, that's an excellent an excellent way to locate or at least check out some options.
Sure.
In your area.
Yeah,
so
I think it's good. It also tells you their ownership status and provides phone numbers as well.
Okay, excellent. Mr. David Wiley and Mr. Ralph Testerman, both from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David and Ralph, thanks again so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
It's been our honor today. I'm so glad that I was able to hear and tell some stories.
Excellent.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to be here.
All right. And again, thanks so much to David Wiley and Ralph Testerman, both from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. I love the stories. I could listen to these stories for hours. And guess what? A lot of hospice providers are going to have some great stories as well, great experiences with their families, their patients. And I do have to say this, okay? I know David really well. I know the organization very well. And these folks raise a lot of money throughout the year. And let me tell you how unusual providing unreimbursed care is. Okay. I'm sure it happens at other places, but $600,000 worth? I mean, are you kidding me? If they, they have provided care to individuals who are homeless, to individuals who may have private, they're younger, so they don't have Medicare. Maybe a younger family, maybe they don't have insurance, or maybe their insurance has a super, super high deductible and they just couldn't afford the services, so they've chosen to not accept the services. KC Hospice says, wait a minute, we're going to take care of you anyway. So that's why raising all of the funds throughout the year through, you know, the Story Boutique and now, you know, a second location and all of these fundraisers throughout the year, that's where the money goes. It stays local in our community, and for other nonprofits across the country, that money stays in those communities as well. So again, if you're interested in trying to find a similar hospice provider, a nonprofit hospice provider in your area, it's the NPHI, hospiceinnovations.org, hospiceinnovations.org. You could also go to Hospice Compare for a full list of hospice providers in your area. And I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
30. Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so as you may know, almost 20 years ago, I started a firm called Senior Care Consulting, and what we do in a nutshell, we help families find the right senior care community for their exact needs. And there's a lot that goes into that. Maybe I'll talk about that next week. But I have to just share with you that the number one question I've been asked over all of these years, over and over and over again, it's not even close. This is the most frequently asked question. Steve, when should we consider moving from our home to a senior care community? All right, so and that's a big one. And guess what? Sometimes it's really, really obvious, and you know, something happens, it's unexpected, and you have to move. You're kind of really forced into that direction. But I'll say way more often than not, it's not so obvious, and there's a lot of gray there, and there's some judgment. I don't want to move too soon. I love living in my home. I don't want to move too late. So, you know, how do you get the timing right? And I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. So number one, and this is number one, when there's a safety issue at home, when it's no longer safe to live at home, it could be as common as leaving the stovetop burners on, and I'll say, that may be the most common one that I've heard. And it's also, guess what? That's the bad news. The good news is that it's pretty easy to rectify and to stop that. So you could just, if it's an electric stove or range or oven, you can just flip the breaker and just shut off the power. And then that way it's just out of play. If it's gas, you can turn, there's usually a valve somewhere that can disrupt or stop the flow of gas to that appliance. So that one's pretty easy. And oh gosh, I've heard all the stories and some of them are pretty dramatic. So, be careful of that one. Probably the second most common one that I've heard, and this one is super dangerous. Both of these would really, frankly, involve someone with memory issues and cognitive impairment. But wandering away from your home and you can't find your way back. Okay, so a lot of times this will, if a person has wandered away, or maybe even more of a dangerous or kind of a frightening situation is driving away. My grandpa did this. I mean, he drove away. He went to the store. They lived in Topeka, Kansas. He ended up in Lawrence, you know, like 30 miles away. I'm not sure how that happened, but that happened. And look, this happens all the time. People end up two or three states away and disoriented and confused, and they can't find their way back home. and they're scared, frankly, and they might be a little bit embarrassed about that as well. Okay, so but these often will trigger what's called a silver alert. I see these alerts all the time in my social media feeds, and every time I see a silver alert, I just automatically, boom, I'll share it to my feed, and that goes out to thousands of people. So wandering away and can't find your way back home, and that could be just walking away from your house, going for a walk, or driving away and just, again, not finding your way back home. And then some other more just an immediate situation, a malnutrition situation or dehydration, that's way more common than you think it might be. And so, you know, we're not eating properly, we're not drinking enough, unsanitary living conditions due to neglect, frequent injuries at home, falls, hospitalizations. This one flies under the radar, not taking your medications on time or maybe not taking them at all. Okay, and then another one that I'll probably do an entire program on here in the near future, elder financial abuse. That is a major safety issue, and I'll probably talk about that again on an upcoming program. So number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. This might be a 1A. It's very close. So safety issues, I would say that's one, but this is a 1A or a very close two. If you have a caregiver who is just pouring out everything that they have, and they put their own needs on the back burner, and now you have decline in several areas, mental decline, emotional, spiritual, and, of course, physical decline, you are now in trouble. You just can't let that go on very long. And, again, caregivers, we place our own needs second. And maybe just way on the back burner. I'm talking about, you know, skipping your doctors and dental appointments and skipping social events and your book club and donuts and coffee with the guys on Friday morning. You stop going to church and other gatherings. And this is a major, major issue. And for all of the adult children watching your parents struggle with this, you're going to have to step in. You're going to have a conversation with love and with compassion, but you're going to have to talk about it. So if your mom's caring for your dad, or it could be the reverse, dad's caring for mom, and you see the caregiver parent starting to decline and really suffer, you got to step in. You got to get him some help. You got to bring in some home care to help out, or the family can start to take shifts and give mom or dad a break. Give them a respite. Give them the opportunity to go out to see their own doctor or to socialize or go to church once in a while, right? They have to get a break, and you have to help them out. Stress is a very, very powerful force, and it will crush you, and it can happen very quickly. And I won't go into all the gory details, but let's just say that I've seen several situations where the caregiver was so stressed and just literally crushed by that stress and putting all of their own needs second. I've seen them pass away before the person they're caring for because of stress-related issues. And now you've completely defeated the purpose, because now you're not here to care for and watch over this person that you love so much. So don't let that happen. I just can't emphasize that enough. Number three, this should trigger the conversation. When the cost of in-home care exceeds your ability to pay. So if you don't, you do now. I am a huge fan of home care, non-medical in-home assistance. It can be a lifesaver. It can extend your stay at home by months and even years. Even a little bit of in-home assistance can just be so, so incredibly helpful. But there is a cost. There's an hourly cost. And when the need for in-home assistance rises to that 24-hour level, we're talking some big bucks. We're talking $25,000 a year. And frankly, I don't care how much money you have, that's pretty expensive. At some point, it may become unaffordable, and at that point, maybe it makes more sense to talk about the possibility of moving to a senior care community for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 per month. And it's all very expensive, but maybe that's less expensive and maybe a more financially feasible option for you. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, why not consider changing your role from that hands-on caregiver to the care manager? Meaning, let's get out, let's find a great place. You can obviously do this on your own as well. find a great place that can provide quality care, and then your stress is going to shift, okay? It won't immediately go away. Now you're going to be the care manager, and you're going to manage the care and make sure that your loved one is getting the great care that they need and that they deserve. So those are the things that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Senate Democrats passed President Biden's health and climate bill, with the House expected to vote its approval by Friday.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris, who cast the tie-breaking vote, announcing the legislative victory. The estimated $740 billion package is less ambitious than President Biden's original domestic goals, but it embodies deep-rooted party dreams of slowing global warming, moderating pharmaceutical costs, and taxing big corporations. Debate began Saturday and went around the clock into Sunday afternoon. The House seems on track to provide final congressional approval when it returns briefly from summer recess Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Trump remains extremely popular with conservatives. In a straw poll Saturday of attendees at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas, 69% said they preferred Mr. Trump as the Republican nominee in 2024. 24% say they would vote for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants has taken effect in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence, and Colombia's new president has been sworn into office.
He is Colombia's first left-wing president, but he has surprised many people by, in his inaugural speech, he addressed the war on drugs up front. He said that the war on drugs has failed. Have to remember that Colombia is the main producer of cocaine in the world, has been for a while, and that they received huge funds from the United States to tackle the war on drugs. He said that it has failed. It had led to the deaths of 1 million Latin Americans in 40 years and just empowered the mafias. He's talking about the drug cartels here.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A rocket attack has struck a residential neighborhood near Somalia's presidential palace in the capital of Mogadishu.
Many people will look at this attack and think that it looks likely to be another one by the Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group that often targets government employees and places where government ministers or civil servants hang out or work. The Al-Shabaab threat is pretty much as large as it's ever been.
That's BBC's Will Ross. Local media says they have no immediate reports of any casualties. Top negotiators in renewed talks to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal say they're optimistic about the possibility of an agreement. Negotiators from Iran, the U.S., and the European Union resumed indirect talks over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal Thursday after a months-long standstill in negotiations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An unusual battle is shaping up in Florida.
Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended Prosecutor Andrew Warren for his promise not to enforce the state's 15-week abortion ban and his support for gender transition treatments for minors. Warren, a Democrat, was suspended last week from his post as state attorney in Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa. Warren says he plans a, quote, vigorous defense. Jason Walker reporting.
The developer of a major pipeline system has pleaded no contest to criminal charges. It systematically polluted waterways and residential water wells across hundreds of miles. Dallas-based Energy Transfer Operating has agreed to independent testing of homeowners' water and promised to remediate contamination. The settlement involves two separate criminal cases brought by the Pennsylvania Attorney General. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
J-O-Y.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's an opportunity for you to call us with questions, 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office, vacation time for many doctors. But I'm here, and you can call me, and you can pose a question or share a comment about what's happening on the health scene, 877-726-8255, COVID, monkeypox, anything is fair game, including whatever ails you. We got lots to talk about on today's program. Among the stories we're going to tackle, Jarlsberg cheese for osteoporosis. Also, a new study suggests that mom's intake of fluoride from fluoridated water and other sources during pregnancy may affect their children's IQ. Also, alpha-lipoic acid for migraines joins the list of supplements that may help that condition. 877-726-8255, our number. Call now or call whenever you like during the week, because that number available to you 24/7, 365. We'll be taking some of the calls that you made during the week and recorded. But we'd like to hear from you during the program, so start dialing 877-726-8255. Okay, COVID-19 has killed more than 1 million people in the United States, and the toll is still mounting, although at a much more gradual rate now that Omicron is milder, now that perhaps there's some protection afforded by all the vaccines that people are taking, and also because there are better ways of treating patients with COVID. But there is an article in the Wall Street Journal that summarizes the collateral damage of COVID. And the deaths due to COVID may be the tip of the iceberg of what's happening in America. The article is entitled, How the Pandemic Changed Americans' Health for the Worse. Deaths from heart disease and stroke have risen sharply. Drug overdose deaths hit a record. Those are deaths of despair due to hopelessness and isolation and fear. And also, because of lawlessness, the gun homicide rate jumped to the highest level in more than 25 years. And the concern is that there's a big disparity because the well-off who live in healthy enclaves, engage in healthy habits, eat healthy foods, exercise, take vitamins, they are less affected by this, but marginalized populations are more likely to succumb to the collateral damage of COVID. There's also the concern that some of these deaths from heart disease and stroke are due to COVID itself, because COVID for a period of time afterwards may inflame blood vessels, thicken the blood, and cause microclots, which can result in heart attacks and strokes. And also, there's real concern that, for some people at least, the vaccine may result in myocarditis or may have sometimes dangerous consequences. The vaccine has been implicated in some deaths, although relatively infrequent. So according to statistics, drug overdose deaths were rising before the pandemic. They jumped to a record of more than 107,000 in 2021. Imagine that. That's one-tenth of the toll from COVID, so that's a big number. The introduction of fentanyl is driving the crisis. And, of course, alcohol consumption and excessive drinking associated with the pandemic. They closed the gyms. They closed a lot of places. They closed churches, houses of worship. But they didn't close the liquor stores. You could get delivery. A March report in the Journal of the American Medical Association estimated that alcohol-related deaths have increased about 25% during the pandemic. Also, mental illness. Globally, people have experienced symptoms of anxiety and depression. There is a definite decline in mental health, particularly among children and adolescents. They've been kept away from school and their companions and spent a lot more time on screens. And more than one-third of some 7,000 U.S. high school students who responded to a recent CDC questionnaire in the first 6 months of 2021 reported poor mental health during the pandemic. In 2020, 5.6% of adults had a serious mental illness, and that doesn't count the 21% of U.S. adults who had any mental illness, a high percentage of whom are taking antidepressants. I think the percentage is somewhere around 14% of U.S. adults. Also, gun homicide rates increased nearly 35% from 2019 to 2020. There's a whole lot of lawlessness going on that in part is due to COVID, because, breakdown of civilization, prisoners released from crowded conditions in prisons because of fear that they would get COVID. And, well, that result is that there's a surge in crime. There's also antimicrobial resistance because antibiotics were overused to treat COVID. And the concern is that fewer and fewer people will respond to antibiotics that used to work, but now the bacteria have developed antimicrobial resistance. Sexually transmitted infections, well, you'd think the rate of those would go down, but now with the advent of monkeypox and other things, well, we're seeing a lot of increase. Cancer, well, cancer screenings really ground to a halt during COVID. A lot of people postponed them because they were fearful of going to the hospital or to a doctor's office. Colonoscopies dropped 16% during the pandemic, and that may result in a legacy of undetected cancers. Same thing with pap smears for cervical cancer. There are certain cancers that can be prevented with proper screening. Childhood vaccination rates took a hit, possibly because, well, in part because of loss of confidence in vaccines, because of poor and conflicting messaging from the Centers for Disease Control. And now we're seeing a resurgence of polio in upstate New York. So lots of problems, collateral damage associated with COVID. And a study now says that heart disease will surge over coming decades. Well, what's up with that? When we have statin drugs, we have better medicines, more people on more medications for diabetes and hypertension, and yet it suggested that there may be large increases in people with cardiovascular disease, increasing from 2025 to 2060. Heart disease, 22 million to 29 million. Heart failure, 10 million to 13 million. Heart attacks, 12 million to 16 million. And strokes, 11 million to 14.5 million. By 2060, according to the study, there will be 55 million Americans with diabetes, 163 million with hypertension, 126 million with what's called dyslipidemia, adverse cholesterol ratios, high cholesterol, low HDL, high triglycerides, and 126 million with obesity. That's almost half of us. There again is a disparity. There will be a dramatic increase among black adults. The prevalence for diabetes will be 20% for black adults. For hypertension, an incredible 60%. For dyslipidemia, 36%. And for obesity, 46%. And then there's this trend, a ridiculous trend towards fat acceptance. It's bad messaging, especially to ethnic minorities who are going to take a hit when it comes to health. And a new study suggests that loneliness and isolation itself are risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And what more draconian way of enforcing isolation and loneliness than especially in the early phases of the pandemic, when people were locked down and isolated, couldn't see their families, couldn't travel. And that, too, will contribute to the toll. So we're here. Intelligent Medicine is here to address the upcoming crises. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Going on inside your mind unless you share it. So say something. Say it. Tell people you love that you love them. Tell people you miss that you miss them. Tell people you need to move on from, that it's time to move on. But say it, because this is your life. This is your time. This is your experience of being alive. Life's not a movie, but this is definitely your adventure. For motivation, inspiration, or ways to communicate effectively, visit DrChristianConti.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I see on the studio TV, the Chiron says that the last Salem witch accused of witchcraft back in the 1600s has been exonerated. So that's good news. It's never too late. But on the other hand, people who are guilty of spreading COVID misinformation, the government just announced, will be burned at the stake. No, I'm just kidding. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number available to you 24/7, 365. That means you can call anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have a question today on blood results, and unfortunately I got the results and my doctors actually went on vacation for 2 weeks, so I'm a little concerned with some of the numbers. Mostly is with the sodium serum level in the blood is low. It's valued at 131. Also the chloride serum level is low. I also have a question that they found sodium in the urine is at 22, and I just wanted to know something that I don't know anything about, osmolality.
Okay. All right, so interesting question, and yeah, that's the predicament of a lot of people this time of year, and you know, whether it's your doctor or your psychoanalyst, you're having a mental crisis, and well, they're all on vacation, so let them enjoy. They may be up in the Berkshires or off in the Greek islands or in Scandinavia, and you know, they need a break too. So what this lady is talking about is a condition called hyponatremia, which is a fancy word for low sodium. And her sodium level is 131, which puts her in the category of mild hyponatremia. I really don't worry too much about that, and I would repeat it. But if it were like 118 or 121 or something like that, that would get my attention. But this is mild stuff. And sometimes it's merely due to too much water, because a lot, you know, this time of year especially, it's hot, people are drinking a lot of water, and they're on very low sodium diets. And what that tends to do is it dilutes the blood, and it makes it so that you develop a low sodium concentration. And the solution is to take in more sodium and maybe cut back a little bit on all that water, which has no electrolytes in it whatsoever. It's a dilutional effect. So you don't want to dilute your blood too much. And this happens actually occasionally to racers. You know, I know in marathons and things like that, people drink a lot of water, but they also have to drink sodium to replace the sodium that comes out, because if you don't, you may feel rubbery-legged at the end and collapse and then go into the emergency tent. And then they have to give you intravenous saline, which is water plus concentrated salt solution to replete your sodium. There are other conditions that are associated with this. And when we talk about the chloride, well, you know, table salt is sodium chloride. So if you have low sodium and low chloride, add some table salt or have some pickles or salty food. But there is a condition called SIDH, syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone. It's a relatively rare condition. It's a salt wasting condition where sodium appears in the urine. And that concerns me a little bit that you said that there's some sodium in the urine. And osmolarity also tells you a little bit about whether it's you're taking too much or too little in the way of fluids. This is also sometimes associated with hypothyroidism, in my experience. So the kind of doctor that figures this stuff out, well, first, you know, anytime you get an abnormal blood test, just initiate some corrective action, take a little more sodium, don't drink so much water without electrolytes, and repeat the test. And if it keeps showing up low sodium or hyponatremia, then the kind of doctor who works that up, figures things out, is a nephrologist, a kidney specialist. They're specialists in figuring out what's going on when people have hyponatremia. Well, thanks for the interesting call. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
This is sponsored by IBM. Data breaches hurt more than just the companies they target. Consumers ultimately pay the price, with higher expenses in addition to the risk of having their sensitive information exposed. According to IBM's annual cost of a data breach report, 60% of businesses raised prices following a data breach, which cost companies $4.35 million per incident on average. Organizations who fully deployed security AI and automation incurred over $3 million less in breach costs than those who hadn't. Charles Henderson, Global Managing Partner and Head of X-Force at IBM.
Businesses need to put their security efforts on offense to find and fight attackers as fast as possible. They need to approach their own environment like an attacker. and focus on finding criminals already in their environment before disruption or theft happens. The right strategies, coupled with the right technologies, can make all the difference when it comes to reducing cost and impact of a breach.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/security.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Our number, call anytime you like this hour or next with a question about whatever ails you. Or COVID, monkeypox, whatever's on your mind. You can also share a comment. All right. They say feed a cold, starve a fever. And according to a new study from the University of Bonn, Germany, published in the journal Nature, there may be good reason for that saying. When you get really sick, you lose your appetite, and you don't feel like eating much. And this may actually have an adaptive benefit for humans and for the immune system, because when you don't eat, when you in effect starve, you go into ketosis. What that means is that you switch from a sugar-based metabolism, burning carbohydrates for energy, to burning ketone bodies for energy. And the ketone bodies come from fat. Fat stores in your body are mobilized and converted into ketone bodies, which are an energy source for cells and for the mitochondria. So there's a study out of the University Hospital in Bonn. The head researcher, Dr. Christoph Wilhelm, says, "We found that patients with influenza infections produce ketone bodies in considerable quantities. And these ketone bodies actually help the immune system for efficient production of interferon gamma, which is one of the body's bulwarks against viruses and other infectious agents. Helper T cells apparently require an adequate supply of ketone bodies. If this is lacking, they produce less interferon gamma. In addition, the helper T cells then die earlier." Dr. Christian Bode, who is one of the co-authors of the study, says, "Without an adequate supply of ketone bodies, the killer T cells and helper T cells show signs of exhaustion." So what are the implications? Well, feed a cold, starve a fever, and there may be implications for COVID, because in severe COVID, the immune system falters and permits the virus to proliferate. The implications are, in this research, is that they were able to revive flagging immune cells by placing diseased mice on a ketogenic diet, a diet low in carbohydrates and protein, essentially a diet consisting mostly of fat calories, or by administering ketone bodies directly. Now, you can do that to some extent by taking extra MCT oil, or there are products like ketone salts, which can help to raise your blood levels of ketones. So they say that this raises hope for new treatment options. According to one of the authors of the study, it may be possible to increase the power of the body's own defenses through a targeted change in diet. So take-home message, you don't feel like eating when you come down with the flu or COVID, go with it. And if indeed you're taking in food, don't go for a lot of sugary stuff, because that will get you out of ketosis. But encourage the intake of healthy fats. 877-726-8255, our number. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. Really works for me. It's a breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients, including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA. Relief soft gels also help address minor everyday soreness. They support joint function and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. I use them after exertion and to reduce my downtime. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for, get this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's relief soft gels. Try them. 877-726-8255, our number. And I want to remind you that we're continuing our SOS campaign. SOS stands for Save Our Supplements, because while Congress is busy working, passing all manner of bills, they're also working on supplement legislation. They're seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements. But it's not a lost cause, because some of their efforts seem to be grinding to a halt, and there's a chance that we may prevail. It's really an all-hands-on-deck moment, and I'm personally committed to doing everything I can to preserve our access to potent, innovative supplements of our choosing. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH. ANH stands for the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm the medical director there. And it's a great organization that is devoted to health freedom, freedom of choice in healthcare when it comes to your practitioner, the supplements you take, the therapies that you elect to pursue, the tests that you want to obtain. And they're all under threat, but ANH is doing something about it. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH. There's an action alert there. You can contact your legislator, your congressman or woman, and express your views about how you want to preserve access to supplements without undue interference. 877-726-8255, our number. If you're feeling addicted to food, well, look at your family history, because there's an interesting thing happening here, according to a new University of Michigan study. It turns out that your parents' drinking habits may impact your risk for food addiction. And this is actually something that I often ask about, because some patients say, just I can't help myself. I am so carb addicted. I'm a carboholic. Well, what about your family history? Is there a history of suicide, depression, alcoholism in your family? Yes, my uncle, my father, my brother, etc., etc., etc. And the question inevitably arises: well, have you ever had alcoholism? And the answer is no. I've seen what a devastating effect it's had on my family, so I stay away from alcohol. But the part of the brain that craves alcohol is adjacent to the part of the brain that craves carbohydrates. And so cravings for highly processed foods, ice cream, chocolate, pizza, and fries, they all contain unnaturally high amounts of refined carbohydrates and fats as well that may trigger an addictive response in some people. And so it turns out that, according to the study, there is a correlation. Indeed, there is a correlation in a study entitled Co-Occurrence of Food Addiction, Obesity, Problematic Substance Use, and Parental History of Problematic Alcohol Use. And this is a theme that we touched upon in a fascinating podcast that I just did with Diane Schwartz, who's an addiction specialist, and she's author of a new book, The Big Book of True Recovery from Food Addiction. And in it, she lays out the proposition that the fundamental groundstone of all addictions is food addiction, and that you can't have complete recovery without addressing food addiction. So, yeah, you may get off alcohol, go to AA meetings, but you're eating donuts and putting, you know, several teaspoons of sugar in your coffee, guzzling that. And that's not true recovery, because you're still stoking your brain's pleasure center with highly addicted processed foods, and that maintains your dependency. And so the book is all about that and a path towards true recovery from all manner of addictions, where a central part of that is food addiction, carbohydrate craving in particular. And recovery involves gradual withdrawal and replacement with healthier foods for a healthier, more balanced life. You don't want to feel like you're being pulled hither and thither and yon by your cravings. That's not a way to live. And so true recovery is predicated on not just eliminating harmful drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, but getting at the real core of the problem, which is food addiction. Very, very important. But there's a genetic component, no question. Individuals who have parents with alcohol problems, this predicts an increased risk of addiction to highly processed foods, rich in fats and simple carbohydrates. 877-726-8255, our number. We're here, ready to answer your questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief soft gels.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, this hour next. We've got lots of time to answer your questions. All right, when it comes to losing weight, there's lots of emphasis on aerobic exercise, spending hours on the stationary bicycle or the elliptical or the treadmill, and you can sweat the pounds off. But there's less emphasis on strength training, weightlifting, resistance training, using either machines or free weights, or your own body's weight. Lots. Just by leaning up against a wall. And I guess the analogy in the animal world is, do you want to be a gazelle or a bull? You know, the gazelle, one of the fastest animals on the Serengeti Plain, very, very lithe and thin. Or do you want to be a bull? You know, strong like bull, but heavily muscled, and looking a little chunky. But there's a new study that suggests that resistance training also has an effect on fat loss. Because we tend to think of resistance training as just building up your muscles. But that's good. That's good because as you age, you develop sarcopenia, which is a progressive loss of muscle volume. And that can lead to weakness, frailty, falls, and you just don't have very much reserve in case you get sick. But a new study suggests that resistance training also doesn't just build your muscles, but there's a communication with your fat cells. The study shows that cells, in response to loading, mechanical loading, through lifting, pushing, or pulling, cells in the affected muscles release a substance that sends instructions to fat cells, prompting them to start the fat-burning process. And those changes don't affect only the muscles being loaded. In other words, you don't just get loss of fat volume around your biceps. It permeates your body. There can be a fat-burning effect that is lasting and prolonged throughout the day if you exercise in the morning. So they say this new study offers insight into how strength training provides advantages even on non-muscle tissue. And indeed, a research review in Sports Medicine found that
This type of training significantly lowers the risk of developing type 2 diabetes because it provides improvements in blood sugar regulation as well as blood lipids. So the statistic is that even a moderate amount of muscle strength exercise can lower the risk of developing diabetes by 32%. That's the type 2 diabetes where there's insulin resistance. And strength training makes your muscles more insulin responsive as opposed to insulin resistant. So there has to be a role for strength training. And, you know, what I do, because I do like a lot of endurance exercise, I'm about to do a triathlon this weekend, and I do strength training, but I do it in a ratio of about 80 to 20. But I want to maintain my muscle strength as well. 877-726-8255 our number. Let's talk to Anna in Vermont. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have lipoprotein little A.
Yeah.
And all my numbers are good except for the LDL and my cholesterol, but everything else is good. I want to know if, and I'm mainly plant-based, can I take a supplement of liver tablets? Will that raise my LDL?
No, it will not raise your LDL. In fact, to the extent you improve your liver function, you'll actually clear some of that cholesterol. But you say you also have an elevated LP little A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And what the concern is that that in itself is a risk factor for heart disease. And regardless of your cholesterol, you could have a normal or low cholesterol, but if you have an elevated LP little A, paradoxically, you can still have a more rapid progression to cardiovascular disease, even on a plant-based diet. It's not a merit system. It's not like, oh, you know, meat or fat raises LP little A, and, you know, a low-fat diet is going to change that. Have you ever had a picture taken of the interior of your coronary arteries, a so-called EBT heart scan or a calcium scan?
My calcium scan is zero.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
I take nattokinase as well.
And that's a good thing. Yeah.
And I eat a lot of natto. So will the liver not make any difference, because I'm really trying to do as much as I can?
Just listen up, because I'm about to share some information on supplements that I recommend for cardiovascular prevention. But the fact that you have a zero score, that bodes really well for you, even with the elevated LP little A. But let me share this. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, here's the part about heart disease prevention. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support. Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Nattokinase, which our caller just mentioned, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining healthy blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. And among those products, they also include ingredients that support efficient liver production to clear cholesterol. This is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure,
and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Senate's approved the Democrats' big election year economic package.
Senators engaged in a round-the-clock marathon of voting that began Saturday and stretched late into Sunday afternoon. Democrats rejected some three dozen Republican amendments designed to torpedo the legislation. Confronting unanimous GOP opposition, Democratic unity in the 50-50 chamber held, and the legislation called the Inflation Reduction Act passed. However, nonpartisan analysts have warned that despite the bill's name, it would have a minor effect on surging consumer prices. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Biden urging swift House passage, and the House seems on track to provide the final congressional approval when it returns briefly from summer recess on Friday. A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants took effect late Sunday in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence that killed dozens of Palestinians and disrupted the lives of hundreds of thousands of Israelis. Updates on inflation and consumer sentiment highlight the economic reports due out for release in the coming week.
Inflation projections will bookend the week. The New York Fed's report on three-year inflation expectations, scheduled for release Monday, while Friday will bring the University of Michigan's five-year inflation outlook. Friday will also see release of the University of Michigan's closely watched Consumer Sentiment Index. An update on second quarter worker productivity is due Tuesday. The Consumer Price Index will be updated Wednesday. On Thursday, it's the Producer Price Index, along with the weekly employment report. Rich Thomason reporting.
Cuban firefighters were joined by special teams sent by Mexico and Venezuela Sunday as they battled for a second day to try to control a fire blazing at a big oil tank farm in the western province of Matanzas. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A top music artist from Down Under dies of complications from lung disease in Melbourne, Australia, at the age of 79.
For I know I'll never die.
Judith Durham and the Seekers were the first Australian band to make it big in the U.S. Their hits include I'll Never Find Another You, Georgie Girl, and A World of Our Own.
Hey there, Georgie Girl.
Durham joined the Seekers in 1963. She left in 1968 to go solo, but returned in the 1990s.
We'll build a world.
rest of the Seekers say their lives have been changed forever by losing their lifelong friend and shining star. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
At the box office, Bullet Train pulled in the most ticket sales this weekend. DC League of Super Pets was number 2. Movie Nope, number 3. Thor Love of Thunder came in 4th. And Minions Rise of the Gru was 5th. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden has ended his most recent COVID quarantine. He left the White House Sunday for the first time since becoming infected with the coronavirus last month and went to Delaware.
Reporters yelled questions as Biden made his way to board Marine One.
How are you feeling?
He said, I'm feeling good. The president was on his way to join First Lady Jill Biden at Rehoboth Beach in his home state of Delaware. Biden's doctor says the 79-year-old tested negative for 2 straight days in a row and continues to feel well. The president, who is fully vaccinated and boosted, had a rare rebound case of COVID after taking the antiviral Paxlovid. Biden is scheduled to travel to flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky Monday. Meanwhile, Johns Hopkins reports almost 115,000 new COVID cases last week in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with the second half of an episode of the Kraft Music Hall, hosted by Al Jolson and featuring special guests Bergen and McCarthy. Then later we switch to the dramas as Les Damon stars as Michael Waring in The Adventures of the Falcon. The fellow we're about to hear hosting the Kraft Music Hall was already a vaudeville and Broadway legend when he was cast as the lead in the 1927 motion picture The Jazz Singer, the big screen's first film featuring audible dialogue. It was a huge hit. A couple of decades later saw the release of the biopic The Jolson Story, featuring actor Larry Parks in the lead, although for the songs he lip-synced to recordings of Jolson singing. Well, that movie led to a career resurgence for the real Jolson, including his return to the Kraft Music Hall. As we resume this fall 1947 broadcast, Edgar and Charlie join in on the fun.
Bergen?
Yes, Charlie?
Bergen, who is that old geezer out there? Huh?
Charlie, show a little respect. The old geezer is Al Jolson.
That's Al Jolson?
Yeah, Charlie, you should know who Al Jolson is.
Yeah?
Yes. I took you to see The Jolson Story, you know.
Oh, yeah. My, my, my. He's much better looking on the screen, isn't he?
Charlie, you didn't see Mr. Jolson on the screen.
No.
You heard his voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And a great voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Al Jolson is the world's greatest entertainer, and I hope someday you'll do as well.
Yeah, yeah, well, but he isn't saddled with a no-talent partner like I am.
Charlie, we're keeping Mr. Jolson waiting. Now, one more thing. He will no doubt want to sing one of the songs that he made famous.
Yeah.
So it would be nice if you showed a little enthusiasm.
Ah, enthusiasm. How can I show any more enthusiasm? Every time you turn on the radio, you'll hear Jolson singing, "It isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets." Oh, who ever heard of raining violets? Everybody knows it's raining cats and dogs.
Well, I think that's enough of that. Let's go over and say hello to him.
Okay. Hiya there, Al.
Hello, Edgar.
Ah, gee, it's swell of you to come over here on my opening show. And what a pleasant surprise. Hello, Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, A.C. Olsen.
Charlie, you remember what we discussed.
Oh, yeah. Asa, I heard you sing a moment ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Charlie boy, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Well, that's the way I feel about it.
Nice piece of wood, that kid. DiMaggio should have used him for a bat today.
I was hoping you'd say a few words to Charlie about your career.
Yeah.
It should be an inspiration to any young man.
Thanks, Edgar, yeah. Thanks. You know, every career starts from an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Take me. One day when I was a little tiny kid, I was sitting in the parlor listening to Rudy Vallee.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute, Asa. Could this be the truth?
Charlie, I swear it on a stack of my latest albums. That Decca, of course.
Yeah. That's a plug, of course.
Yeah. And by the way, they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. My Victrola doesn't play hotcakes.
Edgar, couldn't you run this kid into shop for repairs?
Oh, Asa, never mind the gory stuff about the records. You were in a lot of Broadway shows now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. And you could let a friend have some phone numbers if you wanted to, but...
You mean, you want to get filled in on the fillies?
Yeah. You must have a dilly of a little black book, haven't you, Al?
Sure have, Charlie. I always took down the names of the girls in my shows.
Sure.
Let's see. Here's a couple of nice little numbers.
I got my pencil.
Uh-huh. Sophie Tucker. Fanny Bryce. Blanche Ring.
Well, that's the first edition if I ever heard one. Thank you very much, Curly.
All right, now, Al, maybe you'd better tell Charlie when you started your radio career.
Well, in 1933, believe it or not, I opened this Kraft Music Hall.
Yeah.
And then after a while, a younger man, Bing Crosby, took my place. But now Crosby's older than I am, so I'm taking...
What is this,
Lurk?
In an old man's home?
Hello, Edgar. What's this juvenile delinquent doing here? I thought reform school opened a month ago.
Charlie, you know Oscar Levant. You heard him play the piano a little while ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, give him another beer and tell him to get lost.
Charlie. Oscar happens to be one of the greatest piano players in the world.
Sure.
Why, the Republicans are thinking of running Oscar for president. So they can get a better grade of music in the White House.
I think it'd be quite novel to have a man like Oscar Levant for president.
I don't think I could handle it. I'd have to learn to play with one hand so I could veto with the other.
Oscar, have you ever tried playing piano by ear?
Why should I?
Well, they're much longer than your fingers.
Oscar, I feel this is an opportune time to ask you something. You know, Charlie has reached the age when he needs a little cultural background, especially music. Now, he doesn't practice his piano. Do you think we could make him into a violin player?
It would be easier to make him into a violin.
Oscar, leave that little boy alone. After all, him and me has got a lot in common.
Yeah.
We both work from one knee, you know.
Stop dilly-dallying, Al. Climb down there on the floor and start working, huh?
Well, you talk me into it. Climb up on my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only three, sonny boy. You've no way of showing. There's no way of knowing. What do you mean to me? Sonny boy, when there are gray skies.
What don't you mind in the least?
I don't mind the gray skies.
What will I do to them?
You'll make them blue.
What's my name?
Sonny boy.
What will friends do to you?
Friends may forsake me.
What will you let them do?
Let them all forsake me.
What will you still have in the end?
What? I'll still have you.
What's my name?
Sonny boy.
Well,
Who am I sent from?
You're sent from a heaven.
Have I any special value?
And you know your worth.
What will I do?
You'll make a heaven.
For who, right where, on what?
For me, right here on earth.
God bless me.
When I'm old and gray, dear.
You want me to promise something?
Promise you won't stray, dear.
Give me a good reason.
I need your
soul. What's my name?
Sonny Boy.
This is the Kraft Music Hall on When Radio Was. We'll continue in just a moment.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
My dream of love is all. I love you as I love you. When you were sweet, when you were sweet,
that's all for tonight, folks. Good night, everybody.
That's the Burgundy Solomon Coffee appearance of the courtesy of Standard Brands, the makers of Taste and Sanborn Coffee. Tune in again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall starring Al Jolson with Oscar LeBant, Alana Miller, and Lou Bing's Orchestra and Chorus. Our special guest, Lars Melchior. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The Kraft Music Hall from October 2nd, 1947. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio Was, we depart the realm of musical comedy variety and return with The Adventures of the Falcon, right after this break.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture, 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee, a perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
De noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture, 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. a word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. There were multiple incarnations of the crime-fighting character known as the Falcon. For example, there was a series of films starring George Sanders and then his look-alike brother Tom Conway. They were inspired by a literary character created by author Michael Arlen. Ah, but the radio version was attributed to writer Charles H. Huff under his pseudonym Drexel Drake. Airing for more than a decade, the radio show debuted on NBC in April of 1943. This episode is from nearly 10 years later. It's The Case of the Jack of Diamonds, originally airing on the evening of September 7th, 1952.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Carol. Well, you'll have to cancel me out tonight, Angel. Army intelligence is sending me to London. Yeah, it seems some gambler there will take a chance on anything. They want me to prove that murder is a bad bet.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves The Case of the Jack of Diamonds.
One nice thing you can say about working for Army Intelligence. Teaches you people are the same the world over. Now, take, for example, Diane Halsey. Diane's the gorgeous-looking blonde at the corner table in Sherry's, a swank cocktail bar in London's West End. To look at her, you'd immediately suspect something's wrong. She's not the kind of a girl you'd expect to see alone. But that's purely a matter of choice. Diane's only waiting for the right man to come along. And here he comes now.
I'm sorry if I kept you, darling.
Oh, that's all right, Bruce. I don't mind.
Did you order?
No, I thought I'd wait for you.
Oh, sweet. What would you like?
That all depends. When I'm celebrating, I prefer champagne.
Well, then I guess you'll have to settle for something else.
Why?
I didn't see DeSantis.
You didn't see DeSantis?
Oh, believe me, Diane, I tried, but I couldn't do it.
I knew I was wasting my time.
No, don't go.
Take your hand off me.
Darling, please.
You're going to do as I ask.
Just give me a chance to explain.
I'm not interested. All I know is you threw away £2,000.
What makes you so positive?
What do you mean?
Well, you're depending solely on this Jack Diamond.
So?
So how do I know I can trust him? I never even met the man.
I have.
Well, what's his real name? You can't expect me to believe that Jack Diamond isn't an alias.
Oh, now look, Bruce.
Oh, what I'm getting at, Diane, is how can you be certain those food stats he gave you are authentic?
There's an accepted way to find out.
How?
Show them to DeSantis. If they're legitimate, Mr. DeSantis will think the £2,000 you're asking very reasonable.
Please, don't make me do it.
And you call yourself a man.
Where are you going?
That's no concern of yours. This time, I would advise you to try and stop me.
No, you can't. I won't let you.
No? Will what?
Wait, I'll do it.
I said... You will?
Yes.
When?
Tonight.
That's my darling.
You do love me?
Of course, silly. Now order some champagne. I'm in the mood to celebrate.
Yes?
Are you Julio DeSantis?
That's right.
Well, I'm Bruce Graham.
Hey, take it easy, Mr. Graham.
I bet you think I'm intoxicated.
Never.
Well, I am.
Well, Mr. Graham?
Ever see this before?
Where do you get this photostat?
In case you're interested, it's for sale.
How much is it going to cost me?
£2,000.
It's a lot of money, Mr. Graham, but maybe he's worth it. Huh? You want him in cash, no?
You mean you're actually going to give it to me now?
You bet your life.
Get away from that box.
But you said...
I said get away or I'll put a bullet through you. You're not fooling me. I'll open it myself.
It's okay with me.
Why, there's only money in here.
Ah, only money, he said. What do you expect?
Well, I thought...
Yes?
Never mind. Count off 2,000.
It's a pleasure. 500, 750, 1,000, 2, 4, 6. Oh, Mr. Graham, you dropped your gun.
No, don't.
You know something? You have it on safety all along.
What?
In your work, you should know better.
Go on. Get it over with.
You think the Sanders want to hurt you? No. Here.
What?
Go on, take.
But
don't be ashamed. And now for your money. Where was I? Oh, yeah. 2, 4, 6, and 4 make 2,000. There you are.
What are you up to?
That's a funny question coming from you. I think I behave very nice for somebody who's being blackmailed.
Why didn't you kill me when you had the chance?
I'm not going to solve anything. Your friends know you're here.
My friends?
Oh, you never convinced DeSantis you're working alone. So I make the best of a bad bargain. You got the money? I got the photo stamp. But I don't think I want to do this again, Mr. Graham. Please, remember this, huh?
Told you could do it. See, Bruce, there was nothing to it.
He could have killed me, Diane. He could have shot me.
Don't be ridiculous, darling. He wouldn't dare. Not with what we know about Mr. DeSantis.
Well, I wouldn't go through it again for twice the money.
How about 100 times?
Huh?
Don't you see the possibilities? This is just a test case. As you pointed out, Jack Diamond could have been mistaken.
Who is this Diamond chap, anyway?
Don't you bother your pretty little head about him.
I've got a right to know.
All you need know, darling, is he delivered the goods. Now we've got Mr. DeSantis right where we want him.
But you promised...
I promised what?
There would only be this once, that we'd take the money and go away.
Oh, don't be absurd, Pet. Jack Diamond made 12 photostats and we'll sell them to Mr. DeSantis one at a time.
I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you will.
I mean it, Diane.
So do I. Oh, darling. Oh, darling, I'm terribly sorry. Did I hurt you?
No.
Oh, let me see. There. Feel better?
Yes.
Oh, Bruce, it was your own fault. You shouldn't upset me. But I forgive you. I'm sure it won't happen again.
DeSantis and Company.
I'd like to speak with Mr. DeSantis, please.
Who is this?
Just tell him it's the chap who was up to see him Sunday afternoon.
Just a moment. It's for you, Julio.
Who is it, Ronnie?
He didn't care to give his name. He said he was up to see you Sunday afternoon.
Ah, yeah.
Do you want to speak with him?
Sure. Hello.
DeSantis.
That's right. How are you, Graham?
Fine.
That's good.
You're probably wondering why I called.
No. How much is going to cost this time?
What?
I ask how much is going to cost the poor DeSantis.
£25,000. You heard me.
Oh, sure. I'm just disappointed myself. I thought perhaps your first try would be your last.
I'm serious, DeSantis.
I know you are.
Have it ready at 9 o'clock.
My place again?
No. You familiar with Park Slope near Wembley?
I'll find them.
You better. And just so there'll be no mistake, I'll be driving a blue Nash convertible.
Hello. Hello, Graham.
Who was that?
Just a fellow I know from business, Ronnie.
Julio, is something wrong? Because if there's any way I can help you...
You're a good boy, Ronnie.
You're making sport of me.
No, honest. But let me ask you something. Suppose a Mr. X have papers that can make lots of trouble for you. What would you do?
You mean if I were being blackmailed?
I think maybe we can call him that.
Well, I'm not much of a hero, Julio. If I were in a jam, I'd give this Mr. X whatever he wanted.
You're right, Ronnie. In a case like this, there is nothing to do but to give my friend what he asks for. See? I always told you we think alike.
Yes?
Hello, Diane.
Why, Jack Diamond, of all people. Come on in.
Thanks.
You know, this isn't very bright of you, darling.
I couldn't help myself. I'm worried, Diane.
Oh, well, if it's about Graham, needn't he? He'll behave. He's going to see DeSantis at now.
No, he mustn't.
Mustn't?
Julio is simply furious.
But do tell.
I refuse to run the risk of having him discover that I'm involved.
Seems such a shame to quit now.
I won't hear it. Graham mustn't see DeSantis. Now, are you going to stop him? Or shall I?
You're not leaving me much choice, darling. But let me think about it for a little while. I'll let you know when I reach a decision.
Four. One. One. Two.
Hotel Carlisle.
Mr. Waring, please. Michael Waring.
Hello?
Mr. Waring?
That's right.
My name is Bruce Graham.
Bruce Graham?
You don't know me, but...
But you feel it might be worth my while if I did.
Yes. I live at 427 Charleston West. That's right off Piccadilly. How soon can you be over?
Well, not so fast. What's this all about?
Well, it's about something you should be interested in. You're with American Intelligence, aren't you?
How did you find that out?
The same way I found out you were staying at the Carlisle.
Which, of course, tells me nothing.
It wasn't meant to. I'll fill you in on the details as soon as you get here. But it's got to be before 9.
Well, this is all kind of vague, fella. I don't think I can make it.
You've got to. You don't understand. Excuse me. Who is it? What? What are you doing here? You said...
Hello, Graham.
You said...
Graham, what's going on here?
This is The Falcon. We'll be back with more on When Radio Was right after this.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. Here's Telke Ganison talking about Kaiba.
30, 40 years ago, when I was growing up a kid in India, it got manifested at the time. And then I just pursued it. It's an accident. It was not like a... well thought out business plan or anything. Then once I got in, I started cutting teeth into it. One thing led to another, and here I am now on the sixth film. And so same thing with the fashion. So once I'm in the film, it's all about celebrities, it's all about influencers. And so whether you do film or fashion or anything else, it's all the same.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back to The Falcon on WIN Radio Was.
Well, there's one thing travel teaches you. Telephone companies are the same in England as they are in America. But I had a hunch that more than the line was dead here, so I hustled over to 427 Charleston. When I walked in, there was no question that someone had Bruce Graham's number. He was lying on the floor with two neat little holes in his head. There was nothing I could do for him, so I made myself at home and looked around. Then in the corner of the room, I saw it. It being a .38 Colt automatic. I pulled out a handkerchief and picked it up. That was my first mistake. I didn't have time to make a second.
I say, old man.
What?
I wouldn't do that. You're tampering with evidence. I don't think the police would approve.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure.
I would. I'm Inspector Beecham of the CID.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to know you, Inspector.
You're just saying that to make me feel comfortable, but please don't bother. I'm quite accustomed to this sort of thing.
Now, just a minute. You don't think I had anything to do with this? My name is Mike Waring. I'm with American Intelligence. If you'd like to see my credentials.
I'd love to. This is to certify that Michael Waring was most impressive. What was your connection with Mr. Graham?
He called me at my hotel about 20 minutes ago. Said he had to see me. In the middle of the dialogue, I heard two shots.
And naturally, you dashed over.
Naturally.
What do you suppose the poor chap wanted?
I don't know. But it must have had something to do with security measures. He knew I was with American Intelligence.
Obviously, he felt the CID was hardly as efficient.
You don't believe me, huh?
Why, my dear boy, it would never occur to me to doubt you. Still, you must admit it's rather suspicious finding you standing over a body, wiping off fingerprints.
I wasn't wiping them off. I was just examining the gun.
Of course.
Look, I tell you, Graham was frightened of something. He claimed he had to see me before 9.
Why?
Well, I can only guess. But what do you make of this note I found scribbled near the phone?
DeSantis, 9, Park Slope, Wembley.
You must have had an appointment to meet this DeSantis there.
Perhaps. I don't think he'll keep it.
No, but I can. Now, what do you say, Inspector?
Well, it might be a nice touch. Sort of a fitting memorial, don't you know? All right, Waring. You keep that appointment for Graham. And I'll keep an eye on you.
DeSantis? DeSantis!
Hello.
What?
I frightened you, eh?
Yes, you certainly did.
Get out of the car.
Now, wait a minute.
Sorry, I don't have time.
The gun loaded?
What do you think?
I think I better get out.
Hey, you're not Bruce Graham.
That's what I tried to tell you.
Who are you?
Name is Waring, Mike Waring. I'm with American Intelligence.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, I expect someone else.
Bruce Graham?
That's right.
Well, Graham couldn't make it.
What happened?
What's the worst you can think of?
Murder?
Thanks, DeSantis. You just won a bet for me. I had a hunch your mind would run along those lines.
You understand, of course, Mr. DeSantis, that we have no desire to intimidate you. But if you'd like to make a confession, you'll find us most appreciative.
You crazy, Inspector. I not killed Graham. What reason I got?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because I've come to the conclusion he was blackmailing you.
I hardly even know the fellow.
Then why did you arrange that appointment to meet him tonight?
I don't arrange him. Graham does. He say he want to see me on business.
And exactly what is that business?
I'm in port. Olive oil, wine, things like this.
And where were you when Graham was done in?
How should I know? What time it happened?
What time was it, Waring?
About 7:30.
Ah, 7:30? Sure. I was in my office.
Anybody with you?
Just Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Ronnie Payton. It's a nice young boy who worked for me.
That check, Inspector?
Well, that's hard to say. Friend Ronnie has apparently vanished.
What do you mean, vanished?
Disappeared. Perhaps you can tell us why.
Well, Ronnie's very sensitive. Maybe all this publicity make him nervous.
So he takes off when you need him most, eh? Wait a minute, Inspector. There's something that doesn't add up here.
Does for me. Mr. DeSantis had an appointment with Graham. When you kept it, he greeted you with open arms and a loaded revolver.
Yes, well, that's just it. Why should he take a gun to me at 9 under the impression I'm Graham if he killed Graham an hour and a half earlier?
Hey, I'm much obliged, Mr. Wedding.
Well, you can make it up to me. Now, why was Graham blackmailing you?
He wasn't.
Are you affiliated with the Communist Party?
Me? Of course not.
Well, what other reason could Graham have for getting in touch with me?
How should I know?
Well, when you think of an answer, give me a ring. I'm at the Carlisle. Let me out, Inspector. I'm going home.
Oh, come in, Mr. Wedding.
Thanks.
I suppose you think this is very forward of me.
No, there's nothing I like better than having people drop in unannounced. Who are you?
Jack Diamond.
Jack Diamond. Well, you must be quite a card.
That isn't very funny.
I know, I'm pressing. What can I do for you, Jackie?
Well, you might ask me to sit down.
I don't think you'll be staying long.
If you're going to be insulting...
Yes?
No, I'm not going to get angry. You thought I would, didn't you?
I had hopes.
You don't seem to understand, Mr. Waring. I'm here to do you a favor. Supposing I told you there's a communist cell in Paris.
There must be thousands.
Well, I can give you the names of a dozen members, all with high positions in government. How soon can you leave?
Oh, when would you like me to?
Well, there's a 7 o'clock flight to Paris.
And by an odd coincidence, you happen to have made a reservation for me.
Well...
So that's awfully sweet of you, Jackie, but you shouldn't have bothered. Now, suppose you tell me why you're so anxious for me to leave London.
I told you, I hate communism.
Yes, well, let's have the real reason.
All right. You're investigating Bruce Graham's murder.
Oh, I wouldn't put it quite that way.
I would. It doesn't concern you, Mr. Waring. I demand that you mind your own business.
You're going to make me?
Yes. No.
Why, you little devil.
Let go.
Will you be... Ow!
Will you bite me? Will you...
Sit down and behave yourself.
I could kill you for that.
Well, you may yet. I better have myself inoculated against hydrophobia.
If I could get my hands on you...
Don't you know when you're well off? You shouldn't let yourself be carried away like that, Jackie. It's bad for your health.
Put down that phone.
Now, listen, you... Oh, I didn't think your recuperative powers would be that good.
No, and you never thought I might be carrying a gun.
No.
Hit me, would you? Now, how do you like that, Mr. Waring?
I don't.
No, you're like all the others, aren't you? You're quick enough to push people around when you're stronger than they are. But why don't you try it now?
No, thanks.
Yes, you're afraid, aren't you? A big, strong man's afraid.
Be careful, Jackie. You're working yourself into a snare.
Shut up! If you think I'm fooling...
No, I don't.
You'll have nothing to do with Julio DeSantis. Do you understand?
If that's what you want.
That's what I want.
Okay.
And don't think you can hoax me either. Because I'll be watching every minute of the time. And the minute you break your word, you'll be hearing from me.
Are you Diane Halsey?
That all depends. Now, if you were a bill collector, I'd be silly to admit it.
Oh, you don't have to worry. My name is Mike Waring.
That still tells me nothing.
Well, if you want the story of my life, you'll have to invite me in.
Is there any danger involved?
Well, I couldn't say for sure. I am a creature of impulse.
Come in.
Thanks. Say, this is nice.
Sit down.
Oh, never while a lady is standing.
I was just about to mix myself a drink. Will you join me?
Yes, if I can have a Smirnoff martini, about 5 parts vodka to 1 of vermouth.
Ah, that sounds like a good idea.
Fine. Need any help?
No, I can manage.
Yes, I'll bet you can.
Why don't you tell me about yourself?
Oh, I've led a very dull life, Diane.
Diane?
I'm a great believer in shortcuts.
Yes, I can see that. Here you are.
Thank you.
Just what is your occupation, Mr. Waring?
I'm with the American British Assurance Company.
Doing what?
What I'm doing now. That tastes good.
You mean you get paid for this?
Oh, no, this is my unexpected dividend. My job is to make settlements on life insurance policies.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, you were engaged to a man named Bruce Graham, whom we insure for £5,000.
Would you mind repeating that?
Well, didn't you know? You were one of the principal beneficiaries.
This isn't a joke.
Well, do I look like the kind of a man who would deceive a beautiful woman?
When do I get the money?
Just as soon as we observe a few minor formalities.
Well, by all means, let's observe them.
Well, as I said, Diane, you're one of the beneficiaries. There's another, and as soon as I can get a release from him, you can cut the pie. Graham told us we'd be able to locate him through you.
What's his name?
Jack Diamond.
You're pretty clever. Bruce didn't even know Jackie.
Then the inspector was right. You did serve as the connecting link.
You get out.
Well, just brief me on this. What was it you people had on DeSantis? Was he a commie?
Are you going to leave?
All right, Diane. But once a man like me finds a girl like you, you can't expect him to stay away. I'll be seeing you, doll. Well, that's a story, DeSantis. Now, have you any idea who this Jack Diamond might be?
No.
Look, you don't seem to realize you're on a spot. You know, they could hang you for Bruce Graham's murder.
You say before that there isn't any chance.
There's always a chance. Now, you know who this Jack Diamond is.
I swear.
It's the boy who works for you, Ronnie Payton.
You crazy.
Look, according to your story, you met Graham for the first time last week.
So?
So it stands to reason that whatever he had on you came from a third party. And the third party wasn't Diane Halsey, because you didn't even know her. So Ronnie Payton must be our friend Jack Diamond.
Oh, you're wrong. Ronnie's like a son to me. Why would he do this?
I told you. He must have been the instigator of the blackmail plot. And he was afraid that if you latched on to Bruce Graham, the whole story would come out.
Then you think Ronnie killed Graham?
Yes, I do. Now, where is he?
If your friend, the inspector, say it's okay, I take you to him.
Hello, Ronnie.
What?
Wasn't it nice of me to wait for you?
How did you get in here, Diane?
The door was open.
You're lying.
Well, that's no way to talk, darling, after I came clear to Whitechapel to warn you.
Warn me? About what?
A man named Waring.
I'm afraid I haven't had the pleasure.
Well, he knows about you. At least he knows about Jack Diamond. He's up to see me tonight.
What did you tell him?
Nothing yet.
What's that supposed to mean?
Really, Ronnie, this whole thing has been a terrible disappointment. It's almost enough to make you believe crime doesn't pay.
We got £2,000 from DeSantis.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, darling. What did you do with your share?
Why?
I'm afraid I'll have to borrow it.
That's not fair. You know you'd never repay me.
Well, probably not. But then if I spent the money on a trip to Spain, I'd be in no position to call Waring.
You can't do this to me. It's blackmail.
You should know.
I won't stand for it, Diane. You hear me? I won't stand for it.
Money.
You filthy little creature!
Johnny,
please. It's a funny thing about hunches. The first time I saw Diane Halsey, something told me I'd be seeing her again. Naturally, I didn't expect it to be so soon. But the credit for bringing it all belonged to DeSantis. For when he brought Inspector Beecham and myself to Ronnie Payton's little nest, there she was. Of course, she looked better at our first meeting. But then she didn't have those bruises on her throat, and that might have made the difference.
What a tremendous waste of talent.
Yes, isn't it?
Think friend Ronnie is responsible?
Well, don't you?
Excuse me, please, but can I say something?
Why not, DeSantis? It's open forum tonight.
I think the lady is not dead.
Mm. Huh? Right, Joe.
Get some water.
Right on.
Hey, something we can do in the meantime?
Yeah. Help me lift her on the sofa. Easy.
Yeah.
That's the way. I got the water. Well, will you look who's here?
Ronnie.
Get away from me, Julio. You brought him here.
I know, but...
And who... What's that girl doing on my sofa?
Well, I hope you don't mind. There was a draft on the floor.
Who is she?
Don't you know?
If I did, I wouldn't ask. Who killed her?
She's not dead, Ronnie.
She... Isn't?
No. But don't feel too badly, old thing. You still got one murder to your credit. Here's the water, Waring.
Thanks. You are Diane.
You've got to believe me, Inspector. I didn't kill Bruce Graham.
Then who did?
Diane.
You know, I rather suspected you'd say that.
Oh.
How's the patient, Waring?
She'll be all right.
I tell you, she killed him.
Naturally, you've got an alibi for the time.
Yes. I was in a cinema in Limehouse.
Oh, how ordinary. I'm disappointed in you, Ronnie.
But I can prove it with the attendant. You see, we had an argument, and I reported him to the manager. But you believe me, don't you, Julio?
Well,
I don't know about him, Ronnie, but I do.
Now, come, Waring.
No, he's telling the truth.
You mean this?
Sure, DeSantis. How could Ronnie have killed Bruce Graham when we both know it was you?
Hey, now we all know.
was quite talented in a peculiar sort of way.
Why? Because I figured out that DeSantis was the killer?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was simple, Diane. Graham was murdered around 7:30, and DeSantis claimed at the time he was in his office with Ronnie.
Well?
Well, Ronnie had his own independent alibi. He was at the cinema.
But if DeSantis killed Roots at 7:30, why did he keep that appointment at 9?
Well, he had to. What reason could he give for not showing up? He knew Graham was dead? Oh, that would really have ruined his act.
I see your point.
Good girl. Now, what I'd like to know is what you people had on DeSantis that started the whole thing off.
Well, what would be your guess?
Well, communism isn't outlawed here or in Italy, so I got a hunch he's a member of the other end of the spectrum. I suppose he was a big wheel under Mussolini. Then, as a former fascist, a lot of people might be interested in his whereabouts.
You are talented, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea. I know I'm the only man in London who can do the Indian rope trick.
You can make a body disappear.
Just like that.
You want me wearing?
Yes, she's all yours, Inspector, for blackmail.
Why, you rotten jerk.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angel. I know exactly how you feel. Because making a body like yours disappear is a dirty trick on me, too. Good night, folks.
The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake. Produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Frances Chaney as Diane. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking.
Case of the Jack of Diamonds from September 7, 1952. My question this time pertains to the author of that episode. Gene Wang went on to write for television, and he even created some series, including a one-season program, The Trials of O'Brien. Now, it followed the exploits of a New York City-based defense attorney, aired in 1965 and 66, and starred a very familiar fella who, a few years later, began playing a certain disheveled detective, a role that would dominate the rest of his long acting career. I'll name that multiple Emmy winner and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
Order The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at Radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. That's right, 20 to 60% off every radio product. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings sale cool off before you get 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to get these amazing discounts. That's Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to start saving now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans. a not-for-profit organization.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white-hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the 1965-66 defense attorney-themed television series, The Trials of O'Brien. Created by veteran radio writer Gene Wang, it starred a very familiar fella who a few years later began playing a certain disheveled detective. While The Trials of O'Brien indeed lasted only a single season, lead Peter Falk would soon be seen as Lieutenant Columbo, a role that he continued to play over and over again for the rest of his award-winning career. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to take some time and visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.